It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And you know in the movies when Batman is just crouched on the edge of a building, mm-hmm. staring out into the night, silently brooding?
Yeah, like a gargoyle.
He is good at brooding.
Yeah, very brood.
What do you think he's thinking about?
What he's going to make for dinner. I mean, it's such a pain in the butt.
He's like, oh, I should have ordered the hot mustard today. But I already hit my calories for the week. Maybe I'll just call Alfred and tell him to make me a bigger bat suit. Reuben! That's what I imagine Batman is thinking about
Dude,
right now.
I want you to make your cut of Batman. It'd be awesome.
Yeah, I'll call Paramount about that. But I wonder what's on our minds today. Let's find out with a brand new edition of What's On Your Mind, where we go around the room to figure out what each member of the morning show has been thinking about lately. Starting with Brooke, what's on your mind?
We've talked about this before, but it needs to be addressed again.
Why is there attitude in your voice right
for
now?
Real, the tone.
It's not you all. I'm a little disappointed in our listeners, okay?
Listen,
we joke a lot about my husband on the show, okay? Mm-hmm. He can take a lot. He's got thick skin. He's an amazing person.
Yeah.
But you've got to stop saying that he's Jeffrey, okay? Every picture I post on social media, I get flooded with comments about, oh, you're married to Jeffrey. I'm not married to Jeffrey. They are different people, okay?
Well, why do you kiss Jeffrey on the mouth when you listen?
At first, it was just my mother-in-law who was really upset about this. She would text me, ask me why they were saying these things. Apparently, she thought it was a real insult.
No,
I don't agree with that.
Insult.
But
it's a compliment.
But
yeah.
Now,
you're handsome gentleman.
It's gone too far because I think that one of our listeners hurt my husband's feelings.
Why? What happened?
Michael.
It's not that they said that he looked like Jeffrey. Uh-huh. It said that he looked like a really old Jeffrey.
Young.
He does look older than me.
He
that is
like
true.
Old Jeffrey.
He's 38. So he's 78. I mean, he's a little older than you.
Yeah, I'm nowhere near there. So.
So if I want to continue to post pictures of him because I love him and he is such a big part of my life, but he is going to start refusing to let me do it if people keep saying that he looks like old Jeffrey.
We're making a plea to our listeners. Yes. Please don't call Brooke's husband old-looking young Jeffrey.
Yes, okay.
Just say he looks like young Jeffrey.
No, Norman. He looks like Michael. He looks exactly like himself.
You're so specific.
Just be nice.
Okay. Jose, what's been on your mind?
Well, you guys, I did it. I got my second dose of the vaccine.
Oh, that's
it. Nice. Congrats, man.
And I was so brave. You know, these are always come laugh at me. Look, I get really nervous about anything medical.
Right.
So I went in, though, and I sat down, and these two nice ladies took great care of me. They were super sweet.
I'm gonna give you a little lollipop.
Uh-huh. No, but they were super great, and I get the shot done, perfect, everything's fine.
Huh.
But then afterwards, one of the ladies holds up a bright red sign that says, help, and exclamation points in all capital letters.
What's wrong with you?
And so I'm like, what's going on? Exactly. Yeah. What's wrong with me? And the lady to my right acts like nothing's happening.
She's just like, we need extra band-aids at the station.
I don't know. Well, what happens is some like EMT or medical professional slowly walks over, by the way, slowly, should be running if someone's screaming for help via sign. And he walks over and the lady just goes, have we worked out the break schedules for the volunteers? And I'm like, wait for me to walk away before you pulled up the red flags, okay? So I'm okay, I feel great, but for a second, I was dying.
You needed help. It was a hard second.
That was harrowing,
Jose.
It was
rough.
I'm sorry for you.
Go get your vaccine. It's a great experience.
Social media coordinator Alexis, tell us what's been on your mind.
So I got to help a friend go wedding dress shopping the other day.
Oh, that's fun.
It was the first time going.
Okay.
Like, just some things I observed, how we spent 7 hours looking at dresses, okay?
7 hours?
Yes. Seven. A lot of time and over 20 dresses. And what am I supposed to say, you know? Like, I sat there the whole time just going like, gorgeous, beautiful, stunning.
They all looked
pretty.
Good.
Sparkly. Well, I can't say if they look bad, can I?
Yes, of course.
course you can. That's why she breaks you. That's your responsibility.
You're supposed to give your honest opinion.
Oh, yes. I thought I was like the hype woman. No.
Well, if I were you, I'd be like, you do you, bro.
No, you just say like, actually, I love the other one better. You don't need to say that looks terrible.
No, I just said everyone got better. You know? Better than the last. Well, anyways.
The last one's latex. I love it. It is beautiful.
So did you ever reach a conclusion?
So we went to a few places back and forth. They're about to close, and she's like, I'm going to come back another day.
Yeah.
And I said, no, pick one now. Like, these are
great. Now you pressure her into picking one?
Well, she did. We were there after close, and she finally just ended up picking one on the spot. Thank God.
How did you like the one that she picked?
Oh, it's beautiful, stunning, pretty. But I'm going to order my own on Amazon in the future because that experience is not what I thought it would be. I don't know.
Jeffrey, what's on your mind?
Well, I know this seems amazing, but it's been over a year since I've actually been out to a restaurant.
Oh, wow.
But the other day, I did it.
Whoa. Ooh,
I decided to finally go to a restaurant in person.
Okay, wait. Sit inside
a restaurant.
Oh. I've only done it once.
I was so excited about it. Like, this is my first restaurant experience in over a year. I knew what I wanted to order and get all these side dishes with it. So I order. I'm ready to enjoy my restaurant experience.
This is exciting.
Very exciting. And I'm waiting there. And after 15 minutes, I look around and I see other people getting their food.
Okay.
People who were seated after me.
Oh, God. Here it goes.
I think I know what happened.
All right.
30 minutes goes by. People are now finishing their food.
Yeah.
I'm still sitting there with nothing, and I'm thinking something is wrong.
Yeah. Why would you have not just asked?
I'm trying to be the polite person that's not like, excuse me, where's my food now?
Yeah.
Anyway, 30 minutes later, the waitress walks by my table, and she sees me, and she stops, and she's like, oh, I'm sorry. What did you order again?
Oh,
they forgot my order.
Oh, no. Your first time back.
My first restaurant experience in a year, and they forgot my food.
Do you think it's a sign that maybe you should just stop going altogether?
Maybe.
Oh, Jeffrey. After
a full hour of waiting, they finally bring me my food.
How was the food, bro?
It was fine.
How was your attitude?
My attitude was not good.
Yeah.
But the meal was comped for me.
Okay,
so I gotta say that. And if you're wondering, yes, I did leave a tip.
Okay, I was gonna ask.
Good boy.
But it's gonna be a while before I go back there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hopefully other people are having better back to restaurant experiences than I am.
Everyone in the restaurant had a good experience except
me. Yeah, so text in to 78592. Tell us what's been on your mind. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.